This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. What a beautiful chant, beautiful phrase, beautiful just marking on this day. It speaks so simply and so clearly the truth that as Christians, followers of Christ, every day we can say, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Why? Because the tomb is empty. Christ has risen from the grave. Death has been conquered. Sin reigns no more. We have been set free. This is the power that we have, the promise that was given to us, that as we've been baptized into Christ, we've been set free. These last 3 days, Mother Church has invited us to walk with Jesus in a very real and particular way. On Thursday, we gathered here for the Last Supper. And in a real-time sequence, we walked with Jesus till last night and this morning. After the Mass on Thursday, about 300 of us walked through the parking lot to accompany Jesus in the garden. In the garden we had set up in the Life Center. And we sat and we prayed and we waited and we watched as Christ was in those last hours before the agony. And then last night we gathered and the church was in complete pitch darkness because God was dead. There was no light in the world. But this Paschal candle was lit. The light of Christ was brought into the church. And ever so slowly, gradually, the light of Christ filled this place. And so the place which was once dark was now filled with the light. And we once again sang the Gloria. We sang the Alleluia. Our hearts were exulting in praise for the risen Lord because the darkness had been banished. The stone rolled away. Life once again. In the Mass last night, we had 7 readings. We traced throughout the Old Testament all of salvation history, beginning with creation and ending with the resurrection account. And it's so important and necessary for us to know that story because that objective reality of salvation history is a subjective reality for each one of us who've been baptized, who've been raised up anew into the life of Christ. Because we heard about the chaos, the void that the Spirit hovered over at the beginning of creation. And the very first words God said were, let there be light. And then creation unfolded, a covenant was formed, and then we know the story. The sin entered in. And throughout all of the Old Testament, God was continually reaching out to his people, continually trying to reestablish that covenant that was lost. But the people kept, through infidelity and idolatry, breaking their part of the covenant. In one of the readings we had last night from Ezekiel, God promised a new covenant, that he would take the stony heart from his chosen people and replace it with a natural, a fleshy heart, that he would sprinkle clean water upon them and write the covenant upon their hearts. He said, they will be my people and I will be their God. That's a promise that he's given to each one of us, that through the waters of baptism, through a life of grace, he takes away our stony hearts, our hearts that have become stony and hard because of sin and rejection, and he gives us new life. And that new life is what we're celebrating today. The new life that the apostles didn't understand, even though Christ had predicted it and told them and prepared them. When they encountered it, they were confused and didn't understand. Which is no different than most of us. Because if we did understand the reality of what took place last night and the reality of what takes place in our life, this church would be this full every Sunday. It wasn't last week, and I assume it won't be next week. And that's not to make anyone feel bad or feel guilty, but it's a reality that we don't really understand. the gift we have in Jesus Christ. We try so hard to fill our lives with so much other things, hoping to find a glimpse of happiness, a glimpse of the light that only Christ can bring. And I would probably imagine you're here today because you know that you need the light of Christ in your life. You know that there's a darkness inside your heart that's yearning and crying out. That you spent time in the dark, dead tomb. And that you want the freedom for which you were made. You want to return to that original greatness, that original glory that is available for you in Christ Jesus. If you were raised with Christ, then seek what is above, not of what is on earth. One of the other readings we had last night was just before the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, when God was going to separate them completely from slavery in Egypt. Moses said, look back, or don't look back, because you will never see that again. You will never see slavery again. And this is the promise that we have in Christ, that if we say yes to this invitation to new life, if we say yes to this life of discipleship, that the darkness from the past reigns no more, that we have the ability to be set free. So if you are like we were last night, sitting in darkness, say yes to the light. Allow the tomb to be opened, to roll away that stone of addiction, the stone of loneliness, the stone of materialism, of being trapped in a social media fantasy world, of video games, of popularity. Allow yourself to enter into the waters of baptism, to die to this world and rise with Christ, because this is what you were made for and this is what you need. And this is what is available to you every single day. Christ died for you because he loves you. And he lives because he loves you. And he reigns at the Father's right hand, constantly, continually interceding for you individually, not the whole group, you as an individual person. God loves you. He did all of this for you. It's hard to believe and it's hard to imagine. It's easy to be confused, just like the apostles. But what did they do when they didn't understand? They ran to see for themselves. Just like you have run to the church today. Allow the mysteries of our faith to open your eyes, to change your heart. Allow those cleansing waters of baptism to truly change your life. There is power in Jesus Christ. There's power in our life as a disciple. Not power in the worldly sense, but the power to live for Jesus, come what may, no matter what. No matter how rough or bad or dark life may be, we have hope in Jesus Christ. That hope that we who live with him and die with him will rise with him. And this is what we're celebrating today. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.